Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
Cam goes to the hole and jams. Oh, my goodness. Cam Reddish with the slam dunk. Down to seven. Now he shoots the long three and makes it. Three-pointer Trae Young, a 30-point night.
We wanted to take it one game at a time, but we knew what we wanted to do and accomplish coming on this home stretch.
This is Dukes and Bell
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, Trae, you guys did that. And now let's go build some dubs on the road, hopefully, starting against San Antonio. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. Coming up, we'll talk some dogs. We also will have Steve Weiss stop by about an hour from now, Mike, from NFL Network, and we'll talk to him about Jason Garrett getting fired today. You know, the Giants last night, they lose on Monday Night Football. And then you go, they weren't any good. They haven't been playing any good, should I say. But I don't know if Jason Garrett's the sole reason why. You know what I mean? I think this is a scapegoat move. I really do.
Yeah, it's just they don't have a real great offensive line. They don't really put a lot of pressure consistently. It sounds like I said, there are elements, I think, of any team that is struggling right now. Again, we've got a chance to win six or seven games this year and improve on last year and have some things to feel good about with some of our, hopefully, our younger players. But look at the Giants. I see a lot of what we're dealing with right now. You know, we're just, it's very, you know, which is very ineffective getting after the quarterback. And by the way, I'm literally, my eyes, Carl, I know you're laughing at me for doing all this research today during the show, but once I get like an idea, it's like a splinter in my brain. I've now amended the ruling, Carl, on the ineptitude of Falcon pass rush. It was 2014 is one of the worst years we've ever had. That was 22 sacks that year.
Yeah, so, the next year they went and drafted Vic Beasley.
Right. So you got to go back to, as far as for a regular 16-game schedule without a strike or anything else weird, or going back to the 60s, which is a 14-game, but our worst season, again, you'll need 8 sacks, Carl, just to equal our worst effort. We got 14 right now. We'll need 8 to get our worst effort in the last 25 years.
I'd love to tell you what's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't. And if we do get to 8 or 9 or 10 or 12 – that would be great, and that would tell you that this defense has improved as far as getting to the quarterback. Here's the crazy thing. We are talking about sack numbers.
But getting back to your point, but there's a lot more issues than just Jason Garrett on the G-men.
Yeah, no doubt. But we're talking about, you know, getting to the quarterback and all of that. But here's the crazy thing, Mike. Here's what's crazy. You know, the defense held the Patriots to 13 points for a majority of that game. A majority of the game. And you weren't able. And, you know, even without the sacks, my point is, it's not just because of the sacks that we've lost. It is a factor. But in the last game, we didn't sack the quarterback. And we still did the job for three quarters of the game until everybody threw an interception in the fourth quarter. You know, I mean, right. Really, that's what it came down to. So I know sacks are important. Mike and I, we've always laughed because Coach Smith, Mike Smith, who we love dearly, used to say, you know, sacks don't matter. And we used to make a joke about it. And he,
sacks,
you know,
aren't important. They don't tell the whole picture, Carl.
Yes,
and Mike.
That's what he used to say. And I would
good
say,
to visit with you.
I'd say, thank you, Mike. I'd say, Coach, sacks do matter. When you get a guy down on the ground, that means he's not defending
the
ball.
Move the quarterback from the spot.
Yeah, I saw Brady move last night in the pocket, and he was still completing passes. Man. Either way, Mike, I want more sacks too, but in games like that where you hold a team down for a third of the game and your offense still doesn't do anything, that ain't just about sacks.
Yeah. I mean, it is interesting though, we are dead last in the NFL in sacks. And take a guess. Take a wild guess where we stack up as far as interceptions. We are next to last interceptions. Only the Jets are more woeful. They've got 3 interceptions. We've only got 4.
Yeah,
we're tied with a bunch of other teams, including, we just mentioned how Legion of Boom is gone. Seattle doesn't get after it. Jacksonville doesn't create turnovers as far as in the pass defense. So we are tied for second worst as far as interceptions, and we are the worst when it comes to sacks. Those are stats that matter, to, with all due respect to Coach Smith.
When A.J. Terrell got that pick the other night, that was against the Patriots. was like, is that an interception I see? Because we don't see those. I don't know what that looks like. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to cheer or not, or how I'm supposed to feel. We don't see those things. So, you know, I wish we were more opportunistic when it comes to turning teams over and creating those kinds of plays. But even if we were, and you gave us good field position, what are we doing with the ball right now?
Right. And that's one thing we talked about earlier. You look at some of the great defenses that won Super Bowls where the offenses were just kind of like, you know, okay, good enough, which number one comes to mind be the 2000 Ravens. You know, you just – but they turned it over. They created scoring opportunities. They shortened the field for their offense. They did all the things which we're not able to do. And again, by the way, well, let's not bang on the defense because they more than did their job on Thursday night last week against the Patriots. It was just – the offense was terrible.
By the way, Dustin Colquitt is on the COVID list as of Monday, so the Falcons are looking for a punter.
We've been through this road before. Remember, we went to, what, six punters last year?
So they're looking, I think they're trying to check out Thomas Mostert, Mike, I believe, former Saint, former Jets punter. At least they're looking at him.
Okay,
Morstead. I'm not sure if they're going to sign him or not, but that's the rumor on the street, and so we'll see where that goes. But Dustin Colquitt on the COVID list as far as looking ahead to this Jacksonville game. Hey, more on the Falcons coming up. Right now, let's talk dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
It is brought to you by our friends at Brightbox.
Hey, man, you want to get that ultimate man cave to watch TVs all the time, like multiple TVs, like a sports bar? They can do that, man. TVs outside, home monitoring, home security, they do it all. And they do some really tough work that other guys can't get done. Go to BrightboxElectrical.com.
All right, let's hear from Kobe. A couple of guys he was talking about. One, Brock Bowers. The other guy, Nakobe Dean, on being a finalist for the Buckus Award. Let's hear Kirby talk about Brock Bowers.
He's not just a role player. He can block. He plays with physical toughness. He's very intelligent. He takes notes. He comes in early, watches his tape. And when you have dependability and talent mixed together, it's usually what you get when you got a guy that's put up those kind of numbers.
Yeah, Mike, I mean, here's the thing. The defense is dominant in so many aspects. But some of these guys are unsung heroes. Some of these guys are guys we're not talking about. The Nakobe Deans, yeah, you know, and you're talking about him. I don't know if people are talking about Brock Bowers the same way, and they should be. To Kirby's point, he has emerged, and he's been a dog on that team. Here's Kirby talking about Nakobe Dean being a finalist for the Buckus Award.
I think Nakobe would tell you, before anybody on our team, it's a whole lot more important how he grows and plays and continues to lead our team than just about that award. But he's one of the most explosive, best blitzing linebackers, smartest that I've seen.
So on the offensive side, you know, you got Bowers. On the defensive side, you've got Nakobe Dean. You've got so many stars on this team that you could look at and say, man, I mean, why aren't we going to get there and win the national championship? So many role players have stepped their game up. You've got stars playing like stars, and you've got guys, again, like Bowers, who are doing the job on the offensive end at tight end. I just think, Mike, it's one of those deals where Kirby sees all of this, and it's kind of when you have this kind of team, you get rewarded. Nakobe Dean should be a finalist for the Buckus Award. Yeah. All these award ceremonies that we're going to hear about, all these Georgia players that are involved in it or at least mentioned, if you have the team, Mike, this is what should happen.
Right. That's when you got the great recruiting. That's why, you know, Dan Mullen's, you know, having to pack his bags. When you don't get those recruits, you don't get all that hardware down at Disney World. By the way, funny stat, Seth Emerson had it today, that Jake Camarda, he's not a Ray Guy finalist, Carl, because he doesn't have enough attempts to qualify. George's only punted 35 times this year. You got to have at least 59. At least that's what the finalists have. So a guy that does a really nice job but doesn't rarely get called on because George is usually in such control of the game.
Dan will be fine.
Yes, and then, as you mentioned, Dan Lanning being a Broyles finalist, you know, as an assistant coach. So we talked a little bit yesterday about guys maybe coming after Dan Lanning, and I don't know what Dan Lanning, as a younger coach, what a staff would be that he's looking for, but anybody on Kirby's staff is going to get some consideration for a number of openings, because that's what happens in the teams that win the Natty if they get there.
Yeah, now that's, you're talking about Dan Lanning. Kirby's talking about Dan Mullen, because he said this about Dan Mullen. Can we play it again for our listeners?
At the end of the day, I hate it for Dan because I think Dan's a good person, and it's a tough situation. But it's a profession we chose to be in, and I know Dan will be fine. He'll be perfectly fine.
Yeah, I translate that to, I did this! This is on me! I ran him out of Florida!
No. It's just, as we said earlier, we joked around, if you missed the beginning of the show, how Coach Krzyzewski, because a lot of guys come and go in the ACC, and, you know, it's like, Coach, Jim Christian's been fired at Boston College. Well, he does a fantastic job, and I'm really, it's a shame for the ACC. And, you know, Coach, you really beat this guy badly. I mean, it's not even close. Well, I think there's more to it than just the record. You know what I mean?
Coach K is a jerk.
We used to joke around. Coach Hewitt would get mad at us. We'd have our friends with Paul because he was like, it's a shame to lose a coach like Paul Hewitt. He does a fantastic job at Georgia Tech. Granted, he hasn't won here at Durham in 5 years. But,
yeah.
But so it's always that. By the way, funny coaching line. I was going to save this for Guy Talk, but I thought it
don't save it, Mike. Don't save it.
I'll just drop it as it is. So Steve Spurrier was talking about all the coaching opportunities that came up, and Bob Stoops' name was jokingly brought up. Bob Stoops says he remembers that Steve Spurrier says, "Hell, man, I went to South Carolina at age 60. I was the winningest all-time coach by age 70." So basically saying that Bob Stoops should not limit himself from consideration for some of these openings that are out there. Bob Stoops obviously doing some Fox TV, monkeying around one of those defunct spring football leagues. But Bob Stoops obviously getting his name mentioned.
How serious do you want to get back in it, though? See, and here's the thing. Stoops is making $2-4 million at Oklahoma all those years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the money.
No.
I mean, do you really want to dive back in and do this and go through it again? And I get it. He knows how to run a program. He would go to Florida, Mike, and I'm telling you, he turned that thing around. But I just don't know if he wants to do that.
There's
you know?
So many guys who would have to pilfer from his old assistants, though, right? Aren't those old guys part of, like, his coaching tree?
Yeah.
Usually you go with somebody's guys that you know. But to Steve Spurrier's point, he just turned 61 this fall, does Bob Stoops. So he's definitely young enough if he wanted to go out there and hit the reset for a big-time program.
Yeah, when I
really appreciate it that you have accepted me here on the LinkedIn.
I every time I hear that Kirby cut, though, it makes me think about like a Chappelle bit where he's like, he's rich. He'll be all right.
He's going to land on his feet. I hope that Dan, I was kind of hoping he would stay in Florida, to be honest with you. But yeah, this is where, I guess, we're joking around like Kirby and I run, and Kirby ended the comments with, and I run the East, you know.
That's right.
But this is why, I mean, we always talk about windows. And again, Kirby was bought here to create, you know, Alabama. Not easy to do because obviously Saban is the gold standard. First things first, you got to win a national championship. But things are definitely falling Georgia's way in all the important categories. Number one, recruiting.
That is so true. Hey, man, we're coming back. We got plenty more to dive into, including some more things about the Falcons. We're going to talk to Steve Weiss coming up at 5 o'clock. Coach is going to join us on the show tomorrow at 5. That's Arthur Smith. But when we come back, it's really a question of when. And if they come back, what's it mean? Stoops and Bell. And Joe Theismann.
From LinkedIn.
It is Dukes and Bell. When will they return? We'll talk about Calvin Ridley, CP, Cordero Patterson. We'll talk about that a little bit later coming up in the Falcon Report. Right now, we want to say good afternoon to Joe Theismann, who joins us on the WadeForward.com hotline here on Dukes and Bell. Joe, good to talk with you again. And last night, I'm seeing Tom Brady at 44 run around and pick up first downs, and I'm going, this is crazy. But whatever it takes, it seems like he's willing to do, and he's still – looks like, Joe, that he's going to be a guy contending for a Super Bowl.
It looks like the whole team is. By the way, good to catch up with you guys, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Hope everyone is staying safe. I know things are a little rough in Atlanta right now from a football standpoint. Mm. But when you go through transitions, this is some of the growing pains that you have to go through. But, yeah, I got a kick out of the move he made on the run. I mean, he looked like he was high-stepping. And I thought it was – I got a big kick out of it. And really, I thought the guys made a good point last night. Tom basically said that, you know, as long as he feels like he can physically go for a while, but it's, you know, mentally, when is it enough? Right. I think that's one of the things that that guys deal with. I didn't have to. The decision was made for me physically. I couldn't go. But I think sometimes, you know, the toughest one is the mental decision of when to leave the game.
You were a guy that had to prove it in Canada because, you know, we always joke around about a guy like Kyler Murray. Remember they were making sure he was what called the extra quarter inch so he could get drafted. And, Joe, you were a guy that obviously proved it up there and then through special teams with then the Redskins. So do you look at all these quarterbacks out there and say, you know, the mobility thing is where the NFL is going, or you can still have a pocket passer in this league like a Mac Jones and be successful?
I still think you have to be able to throw the ball out of the pocket. I mean, you know, although I feel bad for Matt Ryan because he's under siege, right, as well as Daniel Jones in New York. I mean, it's, you know, but I really think if you want to play for any length of time in this league, you have to be able to throw the ball effectively out of the pocket. Now, so much of that has to do with your offensive line. And I, you know, being able to run and pick up plays is fine, all well and good. It creates a problem. And most guys that run now won't get hurt because they slide or they go out of bounds. So it's smart. So the mobility is an element, an added element to your game, but still being able to throw the ball from the pocket is really where it lies. I mean, you know, Troy Aikman was a pocket guy. Joe Montana was a pocket guy. Tom's a pocket guy. Peyton was a pocket guy. Eli was a pocket guy. Drew was a pocket guy. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And just so happens, I name guys that won championships. So I think being able to throw out of the pocket is essential. Having the ability to run is a really nice element to add.
Joe, is it more on the offensive coordinator when teams are having offensive woes than it is on the guys on the field? You see Jason Garrett getting let go today with the Giants. That offense has been abysmal, but you go, wait a minute, they've got Saquon Barkley. They've got some pieces. What's going on with this offense? When you're going through those struggles, it's easy to point the finger at the OC, isn't it? But is this a scapegoat situation with the Giants?
Absolutely. Saquon, and you say they've got Saquon Barkley, but they haven't had Saquon Barkley. Yeah, really? I mean, how many games has he played? Right. How many games has he missed? I think 2018, 2019, he's played more games since that period of time, since then to now. Saquon hasn't been available. Their wide receivers aren't available. They have a limited tight end presence. Their offensive line, I mean, number 71 last night, I think, Hendricks. Yeah, you know, and Ndamukong Suh had to line up and go, thank you. I need a few more sacks in my rack here. I mean, yeah. It was a difficult night for that young football player. And, you know, you got a baptism under fire, but you know, when you're losing the way the Giants are losing and their offense is as ineffective as it is, you know, Jason was the first one to go. You're not going to get rid of Daniel Jones. You have no options to go to. See, that's the thing about the quarterback position in this league, guys. Is if you don't stay with someone, what's your option? And that's why you see guys getting the salaries that they're getting. Because if a team thinks that you can be the answer, if they think that you can be the guy, then they have to invest in you because there is no place else to go. You go to the quarterback shopping cart and it's empty. It's recycled guys is what it is. And you don't want to build your future that way.
It is our man, Joe Theismann. What's the call him, our Joe? He's like the Shell answer guy. Remember that, Carl? You want a question answered? Joe Theismann provides the answers here on Dukes and Bell on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Joe, you mentioned the Falcons earlier. And again, the general manager didn't say it was a rebuild, but, you know, this was the year to not have the COVID cap. We had no money to really invest in anything other than journeymen. And we've got a lot of rookies that are, you know, trying to find their way. How long do you think it's going to take to turn around with this thing? Or do you just, because Matt Ryan, at least one more year because his contract is so big. What do you say when you look at us?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, Atlanta's going to be one of those teams that has to be looking at a young quarterback. And I think from a record standpoint, they might get a shot at, you know, one of these kids coming out of college. Now, who is it? Is the kid out of Pittsburgh? You know, is it going to be the kid out of Cincinnati? Are they going to come out? I mean, that's an evaluation process, I think, that Arthur's going to have to make going forward. I mean, Arthur Smith as well as Arthur Blank. But I think that, you know, you have your run and shot at the Super Bowl, and then all of a sudden guys leave. Now, Tampa was the exception to the rule. Everybody that started for the Super Bowl last year came back because I think they want to come back and prove they can do it again, and part of that is Tom. I think Matt's just, like I say, he's under siege. You know, Matt is a true pocket passer. You know, he's not going to gain a lot of yards on the ground, and he does a terrific job moving around, trying to make plays. He plays courageously. When he gets a chance to throw the football, he can get it done. But I really feel like every team starts with the offensive and defensive lines. That's where you really have to build your football team. Because you can take – Mike Shanahan did it with running backs. You can create a 1,000-yard rusher, with, by the way, with 17 games, doesn't take a whole lot nowadays. Right. But let's use the number 1,500. You can get a 1,500-yard rusher with a great offensive line. You can't get – 1,000-yard rusher with a bad offensive line. And I think that Atlanta has to take a step back now and say, okay, what can we do going forward to build this football team. Can it get? You can go from last to first in this league in a hurry. The right kind of free agents, the availability of money, a couple of draft picks that step up really big for you. I think losing Calvin is a huge thing. And I'll tell you, Cordell Patterson, to me, he's one of the unsung really talents in this league. He does everything.
Right.
He can do it all. Unfortunately, he has to do it all because you're limited in so many areas on that football team.
Yeah, and that's been part of the problem, limited in a lot of areas. It's Joe Theismann, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. Hey, Thanksgiving Day. Did you enjoy playing on Thanksgiving? Was it fun?
Loved
I mean, did you really?
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. First of all, it was a short week, so the coaches didn't have a chance to get crazy with creativity. So,
right.
You know, I mean, you basically practiced the same game plan you did the week before with a couple of tweaks. But I'd have played Sunday, Monday, Tuesday if they wanted me to. And just because it was a short week didn't matter. Remember, I spent 3 years in Canada.
Right.
When I was in Toronto, we would go on a Western swing. We would play Sunday, Wednesday, Sunday. I'd play three games in 7-8 days.
Wow.
So, you know, to play two games in 10 days, pff, nothing to it. Piece of cake.
Right.
But I loved playing on Thanksgiving Day. I loved the opportunity. You know, we played the Cowboys. Everybody's sitting home watching, and it's your stage for that particular day. And it's an opportunity. It's like Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football now, where you get a chance to really look at, you know, you get a chance to be showcased. And guys appreciate that. They like that. They like the fact that, you know, they're on a stage. Some guys will be auditioning for jobs going someplace else. Some guys are just trying to hang on to jobs, but this is the way to do it.
It is our man Joe Theismann with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, we got a new coach in Arthur Smith who comes from the Titans, and again, we want to have a balanced attack. We just can't do it. You had the fortunate career turn that Joe Gibbs comes to D.C. How was that culture change? He believed in you. How did that work out? Because, you know, you got to have a guy with a plan. We like Arthur. He's frank. He doesn't beat around the bush. We just don't have the Jims and Joes right now. How quick did it turn around with Gibbs with you with Washington?
Well, you know, he was Joe was going to sit me down, and we were 0-5 when Joe took over in 81. I mean, I was going to be benched. Mm. I drove to his house, basically had a long talk with him and said, you know, I mean, he didn't believe I was his quarterback because I had radio shows, TV shows, restaurants. I had all kinds of different businesses. And he said, I want a guy who's just committed to quarterbacking. And I said, listen, I'll get rid of everything if that's what it takes. But I want you to give me a chance to prove that I can, you know, I can do it for you. We went in that year in 81, we went the remainder of the season. We went 8-3, 12-1, won a Super Bowl, 16-2, went back to a Super Bowl, 84, 11-4, I believe, 11-5, won the division. And then I got hurt at, 4-5 in 85, but it really started with the guys up front. I can honestly say that, you know, the Hogs really made a world of difference for us as a football team. And it was a great unselfish group of guys. And we had a terrific defense. What goes overlooked too much is the fact that I believe we held the Miami Dolphins in the second half of Super Bowl 17 to zero completions. They were 0-17, I believe, in the second half in that Super Bowl. And that was our defense. Yeah, you know, in 1983, our giveaway takeaway ratio was plus 43, guys. Look! Would be curious right now if we had time to do it on the phone. What is the league leading giveaway takeaway ratio in the league today? Right now, I'll bet you it's 8-9.
Yeah, maybe. It's not that. There's no way it's even close. Yeah, I would agree with you. Cowboys are high on that list. Part of their takeovers with the picks and whatnot this year. But yeah, Joe, that's incredible to think about. That number and how that transpired to, you know, the way that you guys played and the offensive opportunities you got. I mean, that's huge.
It was a special group of guys, and that's what you want to put together. You know, I can go into any locker room, WNBA, NBA, MLB, National Football, it doesn't matter, soccer, and I can tell you whether that team has a chance to be successful by the chemistry that's created in the locker room. And that's really, I think, what Arthur is doing now. Is he's finding the right kind of people, and of course, obviously, the right kind of players, to be able to guys that can stand up and lead this football team, and guys that can perform on the field when they have to. It's one thing to be a leader, and I think Matt Ryan's just done an incredible job as a leader, as a player. And, you know, now all of a sudden he's suffering through a time where there's been a transition, you know, and he's sort of the axle of the wheel, and the wheel's a little flat in a lot of areas.
Right.
Great stuff, Joe. We appreciate you jumping on with us today.
Yeah, don't be a stranger, man. Let's get you on again like we used to in the old days,
hey,
man.
Call. I'm here. You got the number.
I know, baby. I know. We appreciate you. Hey, have a great Thanksgiving, man. We appreciate you.
You too. And everybody stay safe out there. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
There, all right. There thanks, JG.
Joe Theismann. All right. We got some news coming out of college football. This is what happens when everybody's looking for a coach. And I say everybody, guys. There's about 11 programs right now that are open Power 5. And you know some of the premier programs. Florida just opened. LSU, USC, Virginia Tech. We'll tell you about it when we come back. And Guy Talk is on the way.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Mike Conti. This update is brought to you by Whole Foods Market. In the NBA, the Hawks have gotten back to the 500 mark as they head into a two-game road trip that starts tomorrow. Their 113-101 win over the Thunder Monday is their fifth in a row. Nate McMillan says sweeping the homestand was a big plus.
Now we're back at 500. We have to take this play out on the road and get some win on the road.
The Hawks will be on the road for Thanksgiving starting tomorrow at San Antonio, and you can hear that game tomorrow starting at 8 p.m. on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. College basketball tonight as Georgia facing Northwestern and Kennesaw State at Wake Forest. Georgia played last night, lost to Virginia, while Georgia Tech beat Charleston Southern Monday night. Meanwhile, another edition of the college football playoff rankings comes out tonight. Georgia is expected to be number one again. And the Dogs can likely clinch a playoff berth Saturday with a win over Virginia Tech. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Mike Conti from the Kia Studios on your home of Wednesday's Hawks-Spurs game. Tip off at 8:30, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What up, Snailville?
Yeah.
It's Hugh Douglas from The Morning Show.
Listen to Will Carroll,
injury expert, every Thursday at 9:20
with John Fricke and Hugh Douglas on 92.9 The Game.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah, man. On a Tuesday, Dukes and Bell, man, some news from college football. Just real quick, Carl, you want to tell the listeners you teased it?
Yeah, man. James Franklin, we've talked a lot about him, Mike, and whether he would leave Penn State. He is staying at Penn State. for 10 more years, or at least that's the new deal, according to Brett McMurphy. He's been on the show with us, guys, and he is reporting that James Franklin is signing a 10-year extension. We just saw this, Mike, with Mel Tucker at Michigan State. So, Franklin, here's the point, guys. Everybody's coming. Everybody thinks that their coach is going to get poached, so they decide to give him an extension. And we've seen this before. So Franklin gets a huge extension. We saw Mel Tucker, who hasn't won the Big Ten yet, get a huge extension at Michigan State. But that is a safety mechanism because these schools don't want them to come and grab their guy.
So you're going to have to find somebody else. I've always thought that, you know, the brand as far as recruiting is great. We mentioned it yesterday. But sometimes, you know, in-game management and how his teams play in crunch time always kind of give me the willies. I know he has one in a Rose Bowl and a Big Ten title, but still. But anyway, he definitely going to would have drawn interest. That's why they paid him the money. Hey, man, we just talked about Squidbilly last hour. And Squidbilly's, yeah, man, oh, man, very upset that there was apparently a terrible miscommunication in his family about who was going to be cooking the vittles, whose responsibility was what. But anyway, funny interview on our sister station up in Boston, WEI. Bill Belichick was interviewed about, amongst other things. But it really got mumbles to open up when asked about Thanksgiving. Take a listen.
With whatever, mashed potatoes, scalloped, or, you know, baked, or however they're
au gratin
made. But yeah, you bet.
Twice baked. Yeah. Extra load, sour cream.
Load them up.
Load them up.
Yeah.
That's Wiggy's favorite.
maybe a little bacon, Bill?
You bet.
Crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Throw some butter on there. Yeah, just, you know, starch me up.
Starch me
all
up.
All right, listen. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Starch me up, Carl.
I love
not
it.
Start me up, but starch. That made me laugh.
It did. It's funny, man. Chris, he was with on what show was that?
He was with our buddy Jermaine Wiggins.
Oh, okay, Mr. Wiggins that came on with us last week talking about those Patriots. So I am a little surprised because you don't get that much from Belichick. What do you like? Turkey. That's it. So to say what he said, it was a lot more than what I expected, no doubt.
Hey, man, speaking of coaches, Mike Zimmer, anybody who got a chance to meet Mike, he was only here one season. Unfortunately, it was the lost year, as we referred to it, of 2007 when Mike Vick was in the Hooskow and the desolate dark one, Bobby Petrino, was head coach. Zimmer was in as the DC just one year. We got to meet, I know, Bo Morgan and I. We love this guy. Anybody who's been around Zimmer, he's a great dude. Well, hats off to Coach Zimmer because it was just confirmed today that he is dating a model, Carl, 25
what?
Years his junior.
Stop. Come on.
Yes. Mike Zimmer is dating an Australian model who just was on the cover of, I guess, Australian Maxim named Katerina McKetton, whose family grew up in Eastern Europe. And she is, dare I say, zesty. Blonde, very sexy. And, if there's kids in the car, earmuffs. Kind of like boobs on a stick, Carl, but that's what he's going for. And hats off to Mike Zimmer, who is always, again, I think, you know, we just talked about how, you know, some of these, you mentioned, what, who was it, the comedian, Pete Davidson from SNL.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Zimmer's got a great personality. In all seriousness, he is a widower from years ago, but just a sweetheart of a guy. I just posted a photo of his special lady friend on Mike Bell ATL, so take a gander.
She's a supermodel, right?
She sure is super, and she's a model. Put them together, you got a supermodel.
I know she was on the cover of a bunch of magazines and all that stuff. So, yeah, okay. All right, go ahead, Mike Zimmer.
Hey, man, you go, Mike Zimmer. Good for you. Good for you. Now I'm even pulling harder for the Vikings to do something and make the playoffs this year. Anyway, from supermodel to somebody who I guess maybe reads modeling magazines. I don't know. What was Kyle Kuzma thinking wearing that ridiculous sweater? You've seen the photos by now, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of oversized sweaters, but that, bro, I don't know what that was.
Well, I did an Dukes and Bell I-Team research on this. 6'9", Kyle Kuzma, walking into the arena wearing this ridiculous oversized sweater, which is like the sleeves are hanging off. It looks ridiculous. It's from a designer, Ref Simmons. How much you think the oversized sleeve jumper retails for? Take a wild guess.
Oversized, I'm going to say $150, $150.
$1,659.
Oh, hell no. Yeah, and it don't even fit.
It looks ridiculous. I said this on Twitter, and I'll say it again. And by the way, these guys, some of these guys, you know, whether it's Russell Westbrook, they have stylists. And just because you see this crap in GQ or some fashion magazine doesn't mean you have to wear it. Well, anyway, the good news is we weren't alone. It's not like other NBA players weren't laughing their butts off at this ridiculous outfit. Ain't no blanking way you wore that. LeBron James takes to Instagram along with a bunch of laughing emojis. The king said, I'm not pressing the like button because this is outrageous, cuz.
And he's right. It is outrageous.
Boogie Cousins sounded off. Come on, bro. Blanking getting out of hand now. J.R. Smith, Mark Kuzma. Man, hell no.
He's right. They're right. Exactly what I said. Hell no. And you got to hold on to that. Hell no.
And a lot of the internet got in on this. A dude named Ben Standing said Kyle Kuzma took a break from waving his arms outside a local car dealership to play hoops tonight. That's pretty funny. A dude named
Like
Jay,
the blow-ups?
Yes, a wavy arm guy. Jay Broad 23 says, Grandma misread his height at 10'6 and didn't want to hurt her feelings when she made that sweater. And finally, Rich Eisen, or one of his producers, tweeted, all folks wondering what Kyle Kuzma is wearing tonight have clearly never read The Lorax.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right? The oversized sweaters they all wear over the neck and all that
stuff. That's good. That's a good take right there.
Yeah, not too shabby. But I mean, I've seen some of this stuff, and I posted a photo just because, you know, we love Dr. J. Anytime you and I run into Dr. J at the arena, I'm still like a little kid because he's like one of my idols. But anyway, I found a cool picture of Dr. J sashaying into the Nassau Coliseum, probably ABA era, and showing you can look casual and cool. But to see some of these outfits these guys rock, I mean, some of the stuff Russell Westbrook wears is just plain criminal. But Kuzma's, needless to say, getting killed, and deservedly so.
Yeah, I mean, and here's the thing, too. The old school guys, even before like Dr. J's time, when guys were coming into their own and kind of finding their own style, there was something to be said about the way they were dressing. And I don't know. I mean, fashion changes. I get it. Mm-hmm. You said it. Today's fashion is not going to be 10 years from now. Right. But when I look back on guys going into the Garden, right? You're talking about Dr. J.
I think about Clyde Frazier.
Clyde Frazier. Right. Mike, the style that he had. I mean, that to me is something that we're looking to get. And guys will tell you, well, that's today's style. Okay, so be it. But I don't see the similarities. I get the whole, you know, fashion forward thing, and I'm doing my own thing, and I'm setting the trend. Right. But that's always kind of been a part of the NBA.
I have to laugh when you see some of the stuff in some of these magazines. Like, you know, again, just because, you know, it's funny when you see, like, ads in some guy in, like, model shown as a size large. Who the hell wears a size large, okay? Or a medium, like a medium men's size. You know, maybe Squid Billy, I don't know. But I mean, yeah, that's why you can't. Years ago, there was, I don't know if it's still there, there's a Hugo Boss store, and I have a suit from Hugo Boss. And needless to say, Carl, don't fit no more, and it barely fit when I bought it because it's tailored to be, dare I say, svelte. Hey, let's hit the closing bell, see if we made any loot today as we're got a short week on Wall Street. All right, little mixed results, buddy boy. Dow climbs nearly 200 points, but NASDAQ falls again as rising rates dividing the market. How they got it positioned. Dow Jones, as we said, up 194, S&P up 7, NASDAQ down 80. Hey, man, just a couple of birthdays, but some famous ones. Billy the Kid born today, Arizona Territory. Boris Karloff, famous monster movie actor. I don't know about you, Carl, when you played, or our listeners out there of a certain age, if you played wiffle ball. Louis Tiant is 81. Me and my buddy Tommy Schroeder, that was one of those. He and Fernando Valenzuela, similar but different. But, you know, like the twisty, look the other way wind-up. I always loved that when I was a kid.
I did, too. And I love playing wiffle ball. It was fun, man.
Hell, yeah. Miley Cyrus is 29 today.
She's only 29?
Only 29. Raking it in. Creep Daniel Snyder is 57.
Blech, boo.
And let me throw a name at you. Actor. I think he's 55 in a lot of movies we like. Do you know who French actor Vincent Cassel is?
No, I do not.
He played the super burglar in Ocean's 12 and the follow-up Ocean's 13. He plays a good creep. He was with Viggo Mortensen in Eastern Promises. You know the dude I'm talking about?
I do. Yeah. I do.
He's in a movie with, what the hell is that movie with McAvoy and a smoking hot actress? I'll look it up because it's worth seeing because she's naked. But anyway, Vincent Cassel is 55 today. I stumbled across this movie the other day. It was Rosario Dawson's in it.
Oh,
have you seen this? Let me look this up.
No, but I like Rosario Dawson.
I've got to find this. This is consumer news. You're going to need to news. Hold on here. I'm going to look it up. Damn, I got fat fingers.
By the way, it's a good show, Chris. Chris sent me a show saying I needed to watch on Hulu. He was right. She's in this show called Dope Stick that I'm watching now.
The movie, 2013. It's called Trance. James McAvoy, Vincent Cassel, and Rosario Dawson. Look up Trance, boys. You will thank me.
Okay. I like Rosario, so I'll look it
too.
Up.
And again, we salute Mike Zimmer. To Mike Zimmer, we say happy Thanksgiving, you son of a gun.
Hey, man, we're coming back. Steve Weiss is set to join us, guys. We'll talk NFL, Falcons, and more. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.